This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's a thought. If you're tired of the treacly Olympics coverage that American networks usually provide, why not just watch on YouTube? Google is sending 15 YouTube stars to Rio to live stream from there, a whole new kind of press corps with a whole new kind of built-in audience, as Marketplace's Sally Herships reports.
Before we go any further, an important question. Are these journalists or are they personalities?
Well, this is the big question about social media in general.
Jonah Berger teaches marketing at Wharton. He says we are seeing a big shift from traditional journalistic outlets to YouTube, Instagram, Vine. Exhibit A, Bob Costas.
Some athletes.
Exhibit B, one of the YouTube team, Brody Smith. He's famous for playing Frisbee. One of his videos has 37 million views. Berger says even if you or I haven't heard of them, you would not believe how popular some of YouTube stars are. And their millions of followers will follow them to Rio virtually.
Are they able to report on things happening? Certainly. Are people getting as much from their coverage? Well, that's not entirely clear.
But one thing that is clear, Berger says in some senses, YouTube is trying to kill television.
YouTube is hoping to be your one-stop shop for any sort of entertainment. No longer will you need an actual television except to watch things on YouTube.
Betsy Page Sigman is at Georgetown's McDonough School of Business. She says Google owns YouTube, so not only will it be creating content, it will also help users search for Olympic coverage with special features like a sports tab.
And the sports tab's going to list all the 42 distinct disciplines that are out there and talk about previously awarded medals by team and athlete.
The sports tab will also be a magnet for search ads, which could allow Google to bring home a different kind of gold. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.